Here they come. They're riding fast and they're riding hard. It's time for excitement and adventure in the modern West with Bobby Benson and the B-Bar B-Riders. And out in front, the brightest moment, Palomino Amigo, it's the cowboy kid himself, Bobby Benson. Today's mysterious adventure,
The Face of Jabaco. We'll bring our unusual adventure your way in just a few moments. But first, riders, I want to remind all of you about a big problem we have down here at the B-Bar B. Yes, the problem of finding a name for Amigo's colt. Now, as we told you, Bobby Benson's great horse, Amigo, has sired a colt. And the plan the riders have is to present this colt to Bobby Benson as a surprise gift. But we'd like to have a name for the colt before it's given to Bobby. Now, naturally, each of the riders had his own idea for a name. Yes, Wendy wanted to call him Mary Alice in honor of an old flame of his. But Mary Alice isn't too good a name for a male horse. And Waco, well, he wanted to name the colt Frank. Yes, he says he once knew a man named Frank who sounded like a horse. And Irish suggested Long Fade after a famous racer. And Tex, well, Tex settled it all by suggesting that we leave it to you riders all the way across the country. Yes, we want you to help us name that colt. Mm-hmm. Now, as to how to go about it, well, you keep listening here. Yes, you keep listening, and we'll tell you in just a little while. But now for the B-Bobby Riders and their mysterious adventure with The Face of Jabaco.
Men of today, the face of Jabaco must always remain a mystery. No one knows for how many untold centuries the giant stone face has leered down upon the small valley. Nor do we know what race of man or demon sculptured its monstrous features in the rock of the sheer cliff. No, the face has been and seems destined to remain a mystery. Only one thing is certain. All who have looked upon this inhuman face with its pig-like eyes, its bloated jowls and gaping toothless jaws, all agree that the face of Jabaco is indeed the face of evil. The day that our adventure began started quietly enough for our friends on the B-Bar B. It was a warm spring day, and most of the hands were lounging around the corral, drawing in new strength from the sun for the hard work ahead. But as their bodies were getting a rest, their ears weren't. As usual, Wendy Wales was talking.
Yes, sir, fellas, there I was, alone in the desert and unarmed, and with 1,000 bloodthirsty Indians all around me. But do you think I was scared? Well, do you?
No coaching from the audience.
Oh, hush up, Irish.
Go ahead with your story, Wendy.
Thank you, little boss. I'm glad somebody appreciates that they're listening to a real Indian fighter. Well, like I said, I know I didn't stand a chance, but it didn't scare me none. There ain't nothing can scare old Wendy Wales. Not a thing in this here hole.
Oh, oh, my gosh. Look, fellas. Here comes an Indian.
Yeah, look at him ride.
Grab your shooting irons. We'll stop the varmints. You start shooting, I'll be back.
Oh, you wait, Windman. That Indian be friend. Oh, Siwa, welcome.
Oh, Hawker. Siwa, glad he finds you.
Now, you keep away from us. And don't you look at me like that. Chucks, you wouldn't want my scalp. It's all full of dandruff.
Oh, you would not be worried, Windman. This be Tiwa, one of braves from Harker's tribe. He be friend.
See, Tiwa, glad meet you, Stick What Talk.
Stick What? Now, I know I'm skinny, but you listen here, you fugitive from a nickel. I've got a good mind to...
Take it easy, Wendy. Tiwa, we're glad to meet you.
This be Tex Mason, Tiwa. El Tiano. And this be little boss of ranch, Bobby Benson.
Oh, Tiwa hear many good thing of you from Haka.
For what bring you here, Tiwa? There not be trouble in tribe. Oh, why you not answer, Tiwa? There be trouble?
See, plenty trouble. Your people need you, Haka.
Golly, what's the problem?
It be Jabaco.
Jabaco? Oh,
That's impossible, Tiwa.
Why, Tash? Who is this varmint? Do you know him?
I know of Jabako. Only it's not a him, Wendy. Jabako is an it.
Huh?
Tell me, Tash. What is Jabako?
It's a face, son. A huge stone face carved out of the side of a cliff. I've never seen it, but from what I hear, it's quite a sight.
The face of evil, Bobby boy. Face of devil.
Gosh. But even so, I don't see what harm a stone face can do.
Yeah, what's the face been doing? Sticking his tongue out at you?
You think you be joke, stick what talk. But in way, you speak truth. Face, it be talk.
Talk of stone face?
See, Jabako be come to life. Be talk to our people. Threaten them. Jabako say he destroy them. Tribe be plenty scared, but not know what to do. That be why we come to you, Haka. You come back to tribe. Tell us what to do. We be listen to you. You come, for it be too late.
Cristiano, what do you say?
All right, Tiwa. Harker can go back with you. But he isn't going alone.
You become Cristiano.
We're all going, Harker. I don't know how you go about fighting a stone face, but whatever it takes, we're in this together. Somehow I feel you're going to need all the help you can get. As if in testimony to Tex's statement, many miles away, a steady line of tribesmen, their belongings strapped to their shoulders, flee from the once happy valley like the trickle of life's blood from the body of a victim. And those who remain quake under the threat of the words that echo again and again from the carven cliffs. The voice of Jabako.
Leave! Leave now while you may! For soon I shall destroy all who remain in the valley. Leave now, or suffer the wrath of Jabako!
What is this threat hanging over the tribe riders? And is there anything that our friends can do about it? Well, to find out, you be sure to keep listening here. But first, here's one of the hands, Irish, to offer you some help in picking a name for the colt that's to be given to Bobby. Irish?
Thank you, Cactus Carl. You see, I just thought it might help the riders if I told them a bit about the colt. And believe me, it's real fun because this colt is about the cutest thing I've seen since I left Killarney. He's just a bit of a thing now, of course. He stands no higher than he's not much bigger than the respect I've got for Wendy. Oh, but he'll be a real beauty of a horse when he grows up. His coat is, it's the true cream color that you see in the face of an Irish colleen. And to judge by those long legs he's got now, he'll be a mighty fast horse when he grows up, and a big one. Now, whether any of this will help you in choosing a name, I really don't rightly know, but I sure hope it will. And I hope you pick a good one, because believe me, this is going to be a great horse, and he deserves a great name.
Ah, right you are, and thank you, Irish. And riders, you keep listening for the information on how to go about submitting a name. Yes, we'll tell you in just a few short minutes. But now back to the Bobby riders and more of the mystery of the face of Jabako. In response to an appeal from a member of Harker's tribe, Bobby Benson, Tex, Wendy, and Harker have journeyed far from the Bee-Barbee to the isolated valley where the tribe has lived for many centuries. They've arrived, however, to find that many members of the tribe have already left the homes of their fathers and that are leaving each day because of the fear of Jabako.
Doggone, fellas, look. There goes another bunch heading north.
That be family of Thunder. He be in council of tribe long as I can remember.
Golly, now he and his whole family are leaving. They must be awful scared, Jack.
No doubt about that, son.
Well, either scared or darn stupid. Shucks, I don't see how anybody could be afeard of a face cut out of stone.
Oh, that's because you never see face, Windman. It'd be enough to scare men, even if it not talk.
Golly, Harker. You don't really think it's talking, do you?
No, Bobby boy. But my people believe. And that be same as if it be so.
Well, we're going to take a look at this talkative stone face.
But before that, I think we better find out all we can about it.
Well, the more better you let Harker go talk to tribe by self. Mm. We'll talk more to other Indian than to white men.
Right, Harker. And while you're at that, I think we'll pay a little call of our own on that trading post operator you told me about. Pops Jason, wasn't that the name you mentioned?
Sure. Yeah. That'd be a good idea. Pops betrayed his my people for many years. Be plenty smart men.
All right, then. We'll see what he knows about the problem. Between the two of us, we should get a pretty good idea just how to handle this talking face.
Yes, sirree, you can take my word for it, Miss Mason. In all the years I've been dealing with this here tribe, I ain't never seen them so riled up over anything.
I see.
Well, golly, how come they're so scared? They don't really think it's the devil, do they?
Well, they didn't at first, but they do now.
Well, that's the part I don't understand. What made them believe it's an evil spirit, these people? Stupid, they must realize that it's someone pretending to be the voice of the face. Probably someone hiding near or maybe even behind the stone face.
Oh, they did figure that first. But that was before they seen old Tobacco actually walking around.
Walking?
Oh, now, just a minute, Pops. You can't expect us to believe that.
I'm just telling you what the Indians told me. They say that at first they just heard the voice of coming out the stone face, threatening to bring a plague down and destroy him.
And then?
Well, council of the tribe, they figured, like you, that was just somebody pretending to be the voice of the face. So one night, they sent a bunch of the young braves down there to find out where the critter was hiding. And that's when it happened.
Golly, what happened?
They seen him walking. Not the stone face. That was up on a cliff like it's always been. But before they could get near to it, this other critter come pouncing down on him. A critter that was bigger than any man they'd ever seen. And with a face just like the one carved out the cliff.
Gosh.
Well, they could have imagined it.
Not this, Mr. Mason. Because you see, this critter caught one of their braves as they ran off.
And?
This Tobacco just picked him up like he was a feather and tossed him halfway down the valley. If that was their imagination, it's mighty powerful. I seen the poor feller. He had half his ribs broke.
But golly, it just couldn't have been Tobacco. I mean, oh gosh, what do you think, Tex?
Hooey, that's what I call it. Nothing but a fake, and I can prove it.
Really, Wendy?
You can prove it wasn't Tobacco, Wendy.
Huh? Oh, I wasn't listening to what you're talking about. I mean this here magazine. Shucks, there ain't nobody's got as many muscles as these fellers. Just look at these pictures.
Wendy, put down that wrestling magazine. Pay attention. I should have known better than to expect a sane comment from you.
Well, shucks. Don't seem like no problem to me. All we got to do is find this here Tobacco and put him out of business.
Only that may not be as easy as you think. You won't get no help from a tribe. They're all too scared.
And we'll have to do it ourselves.
Well, I wish you luck. Shucks, if you don't stop the scaring away of the engines, it's likely to put me out of business.
Piano, Bobby boy. Well, be good thing you still be here.
Harker, golly, what's up?
Yes, compadre. Did you find out something from the tribe?
I can find out plenty, Adriano, and not be good.
Huh?
You mean the more of them are leaving?
Maybe so be too late to leave, Bobby boy. Maybe so be too late to do anything.
What do you mean, Harker? What's wrong?
The plague, Adriano. Tobacco say he bring plague and destroy my people. Already half my people be sick. So pretty soon, Tobacco destroy all.
Say now, what's this? Has this evil demon brought about a plague that will destroy Harker's tribe? It doesn't seem possible, and yet what? Well, you keep listening. Yes, you keep listening, and you'll find out. Stand by, and in just a moment, we'll continue this exciting adventure with the Bebop Riders. Brought to you each Monday by Kraft, makers of delicious Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk. Riders, gather round. Bobby needs your help. Yes, all of you. He wants you to help name his new horse. And what's more, if you send in a winning name, you'll win a swell prize for yourself and a wonderful prize for your mom. The Kraft Foods Company, makers of delicious made-in-a-jiffy Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk, is giving away almost
200 prizes for the best names for Bobby's new horse. Grand prize, a sensational deep freeze home freezer unit. Second prize, a beautiful tap and gas range. Third prize, a set of the Encyclopedia Americana. 15 fourth prizes, lovely sets of foolproof hosiery and lingerie. 25 fifth prizes, streamlined wardrobes of ship and shore blouses. And riders, you also win a Nelda hobby prize for yourself when you win one of these prizes for Mom. What's more, even if you don't win one of those prizes, you can still win one of the many other prizes. There are 4 Whitnor wristwatches, think of it, 4 ever-ready portable radios, and 93 Nelda hobby prizes. All in all, 187 marvelous prizes. The Nelda hobby prizes are boat kits, plane kits, tool sets, leathercraft, beadcraft. Now think of it, 187 prizes. And it's easy. Just think what name you would give to a horse of your very own. Now, in just a few minutes, we'll give you all the details. So, listen, riders, and say, have your mom listen, too, hear? But now back to the Bebop Riders and today's truly different adventure, The Face of Jabako.
Well, it's now just a moment later. Our friends from the Bebobby, Bobby Benson, Tex, and Windy, as well as the old manager of the trading post, Hop, stand in shocked silence as the Indian Harker tells them of the latest blow to be struck by the living devil god, Jabako.
If it's true, Tiano, be just like Jabako say he do. He bring plague on my people.
But doggone, Harker, that just ain't possible.
See, that's what Harker think. But Harker see with own eyes. Already half my people be sick. And this not be like any sickness Harker ever see.
Well, Mr. Mason, what do you say now?
Tell me, Pops. Don't tell me you believe in Jabako.
Sonny, I don't know what to believe. But whoever, or whatever this thing is that's after the tribe, it sure ain't nothing to sneeze at.
We know that, Pops. But we're not admitting defeat. Not yet.
But what we do, Adriano? We not have much time. My people call council meeting for tonight. If we not have answer by then, I can know what they do.
You think they'll all hightail it out the valley?
Sure. Indian be good fighter, but not be able to fight what he not understand.
And we'll have to work fast. When's this council meeting to be held, compadre?
2 hours past sundown, El Jano. That be maybe 3 hours from now.
3 hours, eh? Well, it isn't much time, but we'll do what we can. Parker, can you lead us to the cliff where that stone face is?
Sure, El Jano. But what good that do?
Well, it's a spot where the trouble seems to have started, so it might be a good place for us to start. And if we're in luck, we may find more than just the stone face. We may find a living Jabako.
How much farther is it to the face, compadre?
Just a little way. Face the up ahead there where canyon bends.
But, darling, I don't see anything.
That's because face be on other side of bend, Bobby boy. You see in a minute. There. That be face of Jabako.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's the face.
Texas. It is evil.
The monster's all right. I wonder whoever could have carved anything that horrible. Why anybody would want to carve it.
Oh, gone. Well, that even looks worse than Irish when he gets up in the morning.
Texas, this thing that attacked the tribe, it couldn't be humans that had a face like that. Couldn't be a man.
Now, hang on to yourself, son. Remember, it was in a dim light that the natives saw him. He could have been wearing a mask.
But why anyone want to make like he be Jabako El Jano? Why he want frightened my people? That be what I cannot understand.
All right, compadre. But we're certainly not going to find the answer standing here. Come on, boys. See if we can climb up onto the face.
You mean go up near that thing?
The face might talk, Windy, but I doubt very much if it'll bite. Now, come on. Let's try to work our way up this side here. The voice seemed to come from the face. There must be an opening somewhere where a man could hide.
No! You're there!
Oh, my gosh, Tex, look!
Up there on top of the cliff. Tex,
be giant. Giant with face of Jabako.
Mm-hmm.
about that.
Snowflake, don't try and climb up there. You'll never make it.
Be careful, little boss, or you'll fall yourself.
But Tess is climbing up there, darling. Tess, wait, Tess. Keep away from him.
So you want to fight, Jamarco? All right, you're going to get
it.
That's the end of McCarthy. Grab at you. Where's the animal?
Oh, my gosh. There's a rubber grappling up there. That critter's trying to push Tex off. And Tex is going to stand up there.
How is he, Harker? He ain't... I mean, he's...
No, Lizzie. I'm not dead.
Oh, golly, Tex. Thank goodness.
Not even unconscious. Just short of breath.
Doggone, Tex, it's a miracle you ain't busted in half from a fall like that.
Telling me. Good thing I learned how to fall when I wrestled in college. Even so, if I'd hit just one of those outcroppings on the way down...
Oh, Tex, don't even talk about it.
I'm just glad I can talk, Johnny. Here, give me a hand, Harker. Help me up.
No, no, more better. You rest.
No, no, no time.
But doggone, there ain't nothing to do. Jabako, or leastways that feller with the mask, he's gone. He ducked away as soon as you fell.
Maybe so, but I'm pretty sure where we'll find him. He'll be at that council meeting. And so will we. The only difference is, I think I'll have a better idea this time who I'm fighting.
Hey, I seen you make a grab at his face. Did you get a look under his mask?
I didn't, Wendy. Because you see, the man I fought wasn't wearing a mask. He really has the face of Jabako.
Now, did I hear right? Dex claims to have an idea of what's behind this mystery. Yet he says the face of the man he fought is really the face of Jabako. Well, I know you'll want to be with us when we attend the showdown at the council meeting and learn the solution of this mystery in just a few short moments. Keep listening, riders. Yes, be sure to keep listening, and we'll bring you the unusual end of our adventure in just a moment. Riders, here's how you can win one of the wonderful prizes being given away by the Kraft Foods Company in the contest to name Amigo's colt, Bobby's new horse. Now remember, almost 200 prizes in all. Lots and lots of winners. The contest is great fun and real easy. Now all you do is think up a name for Bobby's new horse. You send it, along with the label from a jar of Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk, to Name the Horse Contest, Kraft Foods Company, Box 6598, Chicago, Illinois. Remember, to win a prize, you must send the label. So send a name for Bobby's new horse, plus the label from a jar of Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk, to Name the Horse Contest, Box 6598, Chicago, Illinois. All entries will be judged on the basis of uniqueness, originality, and suitability. Judges' decisions are final. In case of ties, duplicate prizes will be awarded. Anyone is eligible except employees of the Mutual Broadcasting System, Kraft Foods Company, and its advertising agencies, and members of their families. All entries become the property of Kraft Foods Company. No correspondence will be acknowledged. Winners will be notified by mail. Entries must be postmarked not later than midnight, June 29th, and received not later than July 6th. So, fellas and gals, let's get together. Let's have Mom get a jar of Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk first thing tomorrow morning. Then send the label from the jar and a name for Bobby's new horse to Name the Horse Contest, Kraft Foods Company, Box 6598, Chicago, Illinois. But now back to the Bebop Riders for the climax of the mystery of the face of Jabako. Well, riders, the moment of the showdown between our friends from the Bebop and Jabako has just about arrived. Those drums you hear herald the council meeting that will decide the future of Harker's tribe. And gathered together in the flickering firelight are all the elders, the wisest men in the tribe, who must make the decision. Suddenly the drums cease. For a moment there is no movement except the dancing firelight.
But then before any of the elders can speak, a path opens at one side of the circle. And our own Indian friend, Harker, steps into the firelight and speaks.
Oh, my people, before you make decisions, more better you hear what Harker tells you.
And in the deep shadows, there's Tex and Bobby tense, waiting for what's to come.
All right, son, keep your eyes open. Let's pray that Harker can flush our pigeon.
Wait! Hear me, my people! Harker comes to bring you news. Harker comes to tell you of death, of tobacco. Harker tells you this. You have nothing left to fear. No reason to go from your home. The demon tobacco is no more.
It's a lie! Tobacco cannot die. But for lying, he shall die.
You're the one that reached the end of the trail, Tobacco.
I told you.
Under his guard. That works before Tobacco, but at this time, you're a good wrestler, but not a good boxer.
I see you.
We'll see if you will.
Oh, come on,
Joe.
I got it,
Tex. Come on, you. Let go of me, turn you. Let go. I ain't done nothing.
Yes, son. I had a hunch he'd be around to make sure nothing went wrong. So I had Windy on the lookout for him.
But I cannot understand. What's this all mean, El Chiano?
I better start at the beginning. You see, I got my first idea on who Jabaco was when I fought him on the cliff. By the way he fought, son, when he was trying to force me off the cliff, he used a number of holds on me, all professional wrestling holds.
Wrestling? You mean he knows wrestling?
That was my guess. And then thinking about wrestling reminded me of something else. That magazine you were looking at in Pop's store, Windy.
Huh? Well, yeah, it was a wrestling magazine, but shucks, that don't prove nothing. Lots of folks read them.
Oh, I know a lot do. But only one person supplied this whole reservation with its food. What about it, Pop? Want to tell us what you put in the food to make the tribe sick?
I didn't really want to hurt him. It was only to make them a little sick, so they'd think was a plague, but it won't really hurt him, honest.
You mean you admit you're the one behind all this?
You might as well talk, Pop. Why did you want to frighten the Indians from their land?
It was so I could get their land. I seen a secret report some time back about one of the oil companies figuring on buying up land here, and I thought if I could drive the Indians off and get the land, I'd be in a position to make me some real money.
So on the chance of making some money, you went crooked after all these years.
I didn't mean to, but, well, when I seen a picture of the wrestler and I realized how much he looked like that there stone face.
You
and...
couldn't resist the temptation, huh? Well, you'll have plenty of time in jail to build up your willpower for the future, Pop. All right, boys, let's take them in. So ends another thrilling adventure with the Bobby Riders. Brought to you each Monday by the Kraft Foods Company. Makers of delicious, made-in-a-jiffy Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk and those wonderful Kraft Dairy Fresh caramels. The Bobby Riders is produced by Herbert Wright, directed by Bob Novak. Script is by Jim Sheehan. Original music composed and conducted by John Dark. This is Cactus Carl Warren speaking, reminding you once again that you're riding the trail to adventure and excitement. When you hear that familiar call, this is the Mutual Broadcasting System.